Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Almost a quarter of a millennium ago, Carton Brothers set up a business in County Meath, which became Manor Farm. They now have 188 farmers who process 1 million chickens every single week and supply poultry products to most of Ireland's supermarkets. Manor Farm specialises in corn-fed and free-range chicken, but have been under pressure, I'm sure, from animal rights groups and the growth in vegetarianism. Cathal Garvey is the chief executive of Manor Farm and is sitting in front of me. Good morning, Cathal.
Morning, Joe. How are you?
Not too bad. Is it possible that someone living in Ireland who's not a vegetarian won't have experienced some of your chicken?
I think it's highly unlikely, to be honest, because our chickens are in all the big retailers.
Yeah.
And across a wide diversity of customers across Ireland. So I think it's highly unlikely that you wouldn't have tasted our chicken.
Now, before we came on air, we were talking about breeders, feeders, broilers. What are they?
Well, I suppose you have a fairly intricate supply chain when you get to the final chicken that you see in your plate at home. So you have people who grow the chickens and prior to that, and then you've different types of chickens that you grow. So you have free range and you've your broilers, which are your standard chicken. Free range live longer and they can go and roam outside, whereas broilers are more isolated inside.
And we don't use the word caged or battered.
Well, we don't use it because we don't do it. But so they're the two different types we have. And prior to that, then you have we have to hatch the eggs when they come out. So we've supported by a contractor on the hatchery. Mm. And then prior to that, we've breeders who produce the eggs. So and then prior to that, we've rarer and grandparent stock. So it's a very intricate chain that is very complex and has lots of different things that can go wrong. But obviously, we manage it all very closely in Manor Farm.
How many days or weeks is it from the moment the egg hatches to the moment the animal meets its maker?
Yeah, so it's about 5 weeks for a standard broiler chicken and 56 days for a free range chicken. So yeah.
And would you have pre-arranged where the chicken goes to, as in which you'd have certain weight that you would sell to certain supermarkets and all that stuff?
Yeah, so we're always managing the weights of the chicken. So we'd be working with the farmers around the weights and what size the birds would have to come in on different dates and different requirements. So we try and manage that. And again, that's very, very delicate. And birds take on a lot of weight near the end of their life. Mm. You know, they're getting feed regularly. So, we have to manage that very, very carefully.
And what's in the feed and where do you get it from?
So feed is, majority of feed is wheat and soya and some maize, plus there's a long other list of things that protect the bird. Wheat can come across from Europe. We get half of it roughly in Ireland, some from Europe. And then soya, which is the largest protein element of the feed that goes into the bird, is from generally South America. It's the best, highest protein. Paraguay and Brazil, we get our soya from.
You get soya from Paraguay?
We do indeed, yeah.
And that's the most important bit for beefing up, forgiving the pun, the chicken. And there are also heavy rules about how that soya is treated and how it's made as well, isn't it?
Yeah, so there's a new regulation coming in, which was meant to be coming in from the 1st of January next year. It's still May, it's called EUDR, so it's deforestation regulation. So that'll limit where we can get our supply of soya from. Only from people, only from suppliers who are replacing the forestry and where they're growing the soya.
Yeah, and there is a very delicate ecosystem in terms of, we're talking about 37 days or 5 weeks.
Yeah.
But stuff can go wrong, i.e. soya prices can go up, the animals may not be growing at the pace that you want them to, weather, you know.
Yeah, exactly. And even within the factory, it's very, very complex. If you think about it, your whole bird is obviously your easiest product, but you cut up your bird into different cuts and sizes. And, you know, customers want their fillets to look a certain way. And, you know, if the bird sizes aren't right, it's difficult and you have to cut things up or you have to add an extra fillet in. And back in the farms, there can be many issues. You know, we've heard about avian influenza. We've heard about salmonella. Mm-hmm. We're managing all those. We're very, very good biosecurity in Manor Farm. We work closely with our farmers on that. But, you know, it's a very delicate ecosystem, I guess.
Yeah. And you've got vets on at hand all
the
time.
Of course. Yeah, I know, we've vets on site. So, so I suppose we're delighted now today to be doing the deal with Aldi. You know, it's a renewal of a contract. And Aldi have been a partner of us since 2011. Mm. And we've grown with them and they've grown with us. So, as you mentioned at the start, we're 250 years next year. So, we're hoping to grow with Aldi and our other big customers into the next 250 years. So it's a very exciting time for us in Manor Farm.
And in terms of the corn-fed chicken and the free-range chicken, what percentage of your overall business is that?
So if we do about 1 million chickens a week, free-range will be about 10 or 11%. Corn-fed will be about 5%.
Okay. So, and they're more premium products. So you will pay more for those.
Yeah, they are premium products. Look, we have a wide diversity of products, even amongst our standard products. In fact, you know, we're part of a Swedish group, which we were talking about earlier on, and they come over here and they're quite amazed and impressed by the diversity of chicken products in Ireland. We're actually quite advanced here compared to some of the other countries.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they come because there's a very good selection and choice here, and what the consumer demands here is more expansive than it would be in other countries, which is great for us, I guess, in Ireland.
And in America, they chlorine wash the chicken. I'm guessing we don't do that in Europe.
No, we don't do that in Europe.
They literally dip the flesh into a chlorine solution.
I'm not close to that process, so I won't comment on that.
And how did you get from the telecoms industry? Because you used to work for Air Evo.
Well, I worked for Air Business before Martin Wells, so he wasn't the reason I left.
That's one hell of a U-turn from the telecom sector to...
I just, you know, I worked in finance predominantly, so I suppose numbers are the same wherever you go. So I moved from telcos into healthcare into FMCG, but I enjoy fast-paced businesses. Telco is fast-paced, as is healthcare. I was there during COVID, but I think the fastest paced of all is actually where I am at the moment.
37
There's so much
days.
Coming at you. Yeah, 37 days.
Well, thank you very much for joining us, and best of luck for another 250 years.
Thank you very much, Joe.
We may not be here to do the interview when that happens. Cathal, thank you very much for coming in. That's Cathal Garvey, the Chief Executive of Manor Farm.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.